Young, former CEO of Red Hat Inc., and Victoria Hale, creator of the Institute for One World Health. Although these leaders shared little by way of context or background, Roger saw one powerful connection between them. Each of these leaders used integrative thinking to solve their toughest problems. These most difficult choices came in the form of an unsatisfying either-or choice, a trade-off between existing answers that were not good enough to truly solve the problem. Rather than choose between the suboptimal options, these leaders used opposing ideas to help them build integrative answers. The result of their thinking processes were new choices that creatively resolved the original either-or problem and produced new value for the world. The leaders that Roger studied share the predisposition and the capability to hold two diametrically opposing ideas in their heads, and then, without panicking or simply settling for one alternative or the other, they're able to produce a synthesis that is superior to either opposing idea. In The Opposable Mind, Roger explored this discipline of consideration and synthesis, explaining what he believed these leaders had done to solve their toughest challenges. It was, he said, a way of thinking that contained within it four critical elements. First, they expanded what was salient to a decision, taking more things into account when thinking about a problem. Second, they explored complex causal relationships, embracing the relationships between the salient variables. Third, they architected the problem so as to take the whole problem into account, structuring with discipline and purpose rather than focusing only on the piece parts of the problem. Finally, they actively worked toward the creative resolution of unacceptable trade-offs rather than meekly accept them. Before moving on, these leaders strove to gain new insight and a resolution of the tension between ideas. Articulating this theory of integrative thinking was one thing. It was another to teach it. So Roger asked Jennifer to join him in his work, helping translate the theory to action and expanding from the mainly corporate executives profiled in The Opposable Mind to individuals in a wide range of organizations. Over the past decade, together with some wonderful colleagues, we have engaged with corporate executives in various industries, but also with undergraduate students, graduate MBA and executive MBA students, business managers, nonprofit and government agency leaders, teachers, and even elementary school students. From each group, we have learned a great deal about the theory and practice of integrative thinking. Lessons learned. We found, for instance, that the stories in The Opposable Mind, which had proven inspirational to readers, could actually be a barrier to learning. We also learned that integrative thinking is applicable to a much broader set of problems than we once imagined, by a much broader array of leaders. And we saw, as we had always hoped, that integrative thinking is not an innate skill, one you either have or don't have, but rather is a practice that can be cultivated over time. The stories. As we began to translate the book into lesson plans and courses, we found a troubling gap emerged between knowing and doing. Even for students who could easily recount the stories and who understood the tools at a cognitive level, it was often a struggle to apply integrative thinking to their own challenges and in their own contexts. In part, this was the effect of using aspirational leaders as our subjects. It proved difficult to understand how to translate the actions of, say, A.G. Lafley, then CEO of Procter & Gamble, P&G, to students' own contexts. Our students didn't work for P&G, and they weren't CEOs. The translation task, it turns out, was especially difficult when the story